Riders, Rangers, and Rebels. Shagrin Shinobi is a legendary underground toy reviewer. Dust Rider is awesome rider. And Jedimon is Jedimon. Hello and welcome to Riders, Rangers, and Rambles, episode 14.
So you can run a tail bent.
Homeboy.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. That's his episode title because we can.
Speaking of the podcast, I'm already broken.
Sorry about that.
He just slips sometimes.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That Antoine.
Yeah, Antoine.
Such a kidder. I don't even know where I'm going with this. I don't think there's anything legible to say before our what's ups, so I guess...
Well, he just wants to say that he's here with, as always, himself, the awesome, or something, Shuquin Shinobi, the Dawson Rider, and the Jedimon, and we have a special extra person here today.
Yo, I'm the fourth host, Jedimon's computer, and I'm gonna give it to your mother real nice like she likes it.
I have to apologize in advance for the potentially loud staticky noises that the computer gives off, but unfortunately for him to be with us today, we had to go through a lot of effort. So he's here though.
We're working on 90s technology here, people.
Your mother.
I also apologize in advance for any shenanigans that may occur in the podcast.
Yeah.
No, you.
This is probably going to be one of the most fucked up podcasts ever.
It is, but I hope you enjoy it.
You're welcome, or we're sorry, depending on.
Yeah.
So, what's up? We can start with whoever. I don't know.
I don't want to go first.
Your mother.
I'll go first then.
Okay.
So.
Gustav. Well, he's a different one.
I don't think anything else is really new since last week.
New York stole your package.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Since nothing's really up. Well, first of all, last week I forgot to give Jeff props. So I'm sorry.
You forgot Jeff props? What?
No, Jeff found a little. Like Kamen Rider finger puppet kind of things.
No, Shuki. Jeff Dunham uses puppets. It's Carrot Top that uses props. God, he gets them confused for some reason.
Yeah.
Anyway, he found them and they're awesome. So, there's your prop.
Cool. Oh, is that from the sushi seller?
Yeah, that's from Genta.
Oh, cool.
Genta sells finger puppets now too. Can they wear Daigyo's cowboy hat?
No, I think they're too small.
Oh.
That was a while ago, though. But anyway. The only thing I got is Season 1, Part 1 of Sergeant Frog, and holy crap. If you haven't seen Sergeant Frog, either in its original Japanese dialogue, or the dub, I do recommend it. It's fucking hilarious. I'm watching the dub. And it's thumbs up. Awesome.
Hope you can buy this one.
I hope so too. So anyway, I've just been filming and photographing all of my AmiAmi package shit still. I've got all the backlog worked out and a kind of a decent schedule going, so that'll be there eventually. And okay, so about this New York deal.
New York.
I'm probably going to be ranting about this every week until I get my package, so you're going to have to deal with it. So tomorrow, actually it would have been today, I'd be getting the hologram Legend Rider memory thing. And, yeah, fuck you. And Nigo, figure from Rider Proxy. But I missed it because I like sleeping. So, that'll get here tomorrow. But that was my third order from Rider Proxy. My second one consisted of the Apparel Joker Memory and Zek Trooper and Neo Trooper. That got shipped registered Cell, which, okay, whatever. Apparently that package decided it was cool. Instead of going to Chicago's Customs like all of my other packages do, it decided to be cool to go to New York instead. And...
because it would be cool.
But little to the package's knowledge, New York is like a black hole of hell for the mail system. So it traveled near New York. It's like, oh, New York. I get to see Ground Zero. That's fun. And and so the package got there, boom, right into the black hole. And I haven't heard from it since. It's been 9 days. It's been in New York for 9 fucking days. And I have no idea where it is, why it's still there. Santa Claus
shit. Yeah.
They probably rerouted it to the daycare.
Probably.
Probably.
So, I did some research, because that's what I do. And I found out that, yeah, New York's customs is pretty much a black hole for packages. You'll either get it about 2 to 3 weeks late, you won't get it at all, or it'll get returned to sender for no reason whatsoever. So I'm hoping it either gets returned to Rider Proxy or I get late.
I'm being tortured by that lot soul of bear.
Poor troopers. They're the shittiest.
You're embarrassing yourself, you geriatric fuck!
So, I don't
know. Oh man, I got a perfect joke. Sorry.
Okay, well, you get that joke ready. I'll keep rambling. Two of Wheelchair's packages are stuck in New York. One of Eugene's packages is stuck in New York. And who knows how many other people's packages are stuck in the black fucking hole known as New York Customs. So that is all.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Customs.
You geriatric fuck.
Yeah.
Apologize for the crunching.
It's okay. It's okay.
Or the black hole known as Wheelchair's Girlfriend's Vagina.
Computer's...
Computer's a horrible person.
Computer's a whore.
Just like...
Yep. So anyway, someone else go before I start rambling about New York again.
I'll go.
You go? Good.
Okay, so my story is... I don't know how many podcasts it's been. I've been like, oh, I wonder if my package is going to get here.
Oh, you're DK'd. You have no story.
Anyway, so I was like, where the fuck is this thing? And so, like, I went in my email to go check when it shipped, and it shipped, like, July 24th or some shit like that. And then I happened to notice that I don't know whether it was my fault or it was because it was too big or whatever. I don't know. Like, they sent it registered. So I tracked it, and it's been at my post office since August 2nd. And so I was like, well, maybe, like, I missed the doorbell. And then I'd come to find out that we had a sub postman, and he's just like, I don't know, fuck, and just drops it. So I get to the post office, and I'm like... like, I go there, and the lady gives me attitude. Like, she took forever. I'm like, you have my package, give me up. You snatch my package up, I want it. So I had to go to the post office and pick my package up with Exceed Gills, who's extremely loose.
Just like Wheelchair's Girlfriend.
Okay.
And it had Axel and Lunaset and Kiwami Momo and Gohan. So I got all them. So they've been sitting in the post office all sad for like 3 weeks. Let me see. I think I mentioned last time I got those little MMPR figures, but I finally opened and reviewed them. I got
good
a
few.
Okay. I had a joke and then I missed the button. Anyway, I picked up some Ben 10 stuff. I got like a few Ben 10 figures and Omnitrixes to review because otherwise...
You better review them soon.
Those Ben 10 people are going to murder me. Like, I review like a figure out and they're like, where's the Ben 10? I will come murder you in your sleep and stab you. Like, oh shit, I'm scared. Or like, someone will make a joke about it and they'll be like, that's mean, but really, you need to review Ben 10. This is get serious. Like, we're going to stab you. We're going to find you. So I was scared, so I picked up some stuff to review, so please don't hurt me. So I got that stuff. I got the figure arts. I don't think I got anything else. Stuff on the way. I got my Fig Arts Joker and Jusco Philip Memory and Meeba Beeba Bobdo and Lost Driver, the Three Ghost Sagers, and Cyclone Joker Extreme. So yeah. That's about all, I think. I don't think I got anything else.
That's about all.
Okay.
That's about all. That's about all.
Huge ass shot, then tensor. So we'll go to me, I believe. Let's see. Since last week, I got Nibba Nibba Babada in. He was cool. I reviewed him, and he's up. I've started posting some Go on Jamaica reviews for that request. Then today I got this in the mail. Just in case you couldn't hear it again, let's hear this one again. Oh, that's a good one. I like this one.
Shit, that was the wrong. That was the wrong button. Sorry.
Oh, clearly. What else? There's not much up with me. I pre-ordered an Ichigo and Nigo from the first because certain two people who remain nameless, Dawson and Chuki, they kind of pressured me into it. So, yeah. Those are going to be whenever those come out, and it'll be fun times with an Ichigo and a Nigo. And, what else? I don't think there's anything up with me. I don't know. I'm just doing videos and trying to deal with these people here. So, but I think our fourth co-host has some what's ups. He'd like to shout out. Apparently, he has a new favorite video that he found while it was with me on the YouTube, and he'd like to reenact some of it for you.
They climb in your window and snatching your people up. You better hide your kids, hide your wives, and hide your husbands, cause they raping everybody up in here. We looking for you, we can't find you. So you can run and tell that homeboy.
Yeah. He's been pretty obsessed with that for like the past couple of weeks. I don't know.
I can't even imagine being that obsessed with it or anything, you know?
I know.
Weird. I mean, it's not that good of a video to like be consistently referencing it and just to like have most of your conversation consist of phrases from that video. It'd just be weird.
Yeah, it would be.
I can't imagine what kind of trio of stupid morons would do something like that.
Can't even imagine.
Yeah, and before he ends his WhatsApps, he would like to give this message out to all the ladies in the audience.
I've got this big heart rhyme, and I'm looking to give it to some fine assholes. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
So yeah. I think that's gonna do it for the WhatsApps.
Yeah, that was entertaining.
Okay. for real.
That's a great response to anything. So.
News and such. We don't have that much this week.
Hey.
Okay.
No, you don't.
That's all the news we got. We got your t-shirt.
Okay, so the Legend Rider Memories. Wednesday of last week, we thought they were either out or leaked or something. And they were all cool with holograms. We're like, oh, fuck yeah, holograms.
Yos.
But the O's memory was gone. We're like, hey, what the fuck happened to the O's memory? I'm so confused. What's going on? I don't know. But they made the Kiva memory awesome. I'll say that much.
I couldn't resist.
I don't. Did they change any of the other ones? I don't think so. I think they changed Deno's.
Ryuki.
Oh yeah, Ryuki's completely different.
Yeah.
I think they changed Deno's Deno to sound more like Deno Dingo. Instead of Dingo.
Yeah.
They watched our videos.
But other than that, most of them are exactly the same. But they were so cool, holograms. I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, holograms. I was all excited. And then apparently it turns out that these were not a leak, but a limited edition release somewhere. I still have no complete idea where. But it was a limited release for somewhere. 7-Eleven was the last one that had the hologram memories. But I don't know whether these were 7-Eleven or not, but whatevs. But they're cool. Holograms and shit, but just the boxes that we have from AmiAmi will not be holograms, I don't think.
Yeah, And some fag pre-ordered the holographic ones. We don't know who it is, but
yeah, I don't know. I have no idea who that could be.
Oh, Tim, it's like crack.
Yeah.
What about Fiend Kraken?
No, you didn't hear him? Okay, I'll have him repeat.
Those memories are so addictive. It's like crack.
Ah. Oh, that was a total accident. I didn't even mean to hit it that time. That was epic comedic time.
I can hear myself.
This is
clearly we can't talk at the same time. Sir Mac is talking.
I know. I'm sorry. He gets overexcited.
Should be.
just like when Shuki has them tentacles.
All right, so yeah.
Oh, Shuki and Shinobi, the tentacles are in you.
Yes, they are. They're so far inside of me that you don't even know anymore.
Ew.
Anyway, a review of the hologram memories will be up probably Thursday or Friday.
I didn't push the button. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That was a total accident. We can edit that out.
Those memories are pretty cool, aren't they? Computer.
Yeah.
Oh. It's so awesome. It's awesome.
That's right.
I knew that. I was waiting for it. So, yeah. Clearly, I liked them enough to go buy the set, despite the fact that...
the same exact.
You're already getting them.
But I'm a whore like that, so yeah.
For real.
Yes, you are.
You should just call this episode "For Real."
All right, next story.
Next, we have some candy toy. O's medals, right? We finally found out what's in that boxes that we pre-ordered.
The metals have me sweating balls over here.
Yeah, and me too. There's 12 in the set. First four are core metals, second four are cell metals, and the last four are rider metals. So for core, we have Taka, Tora, Bata, and Cheetah, Hawk, Tiger, Grasshopper, and of course Cheetah. And then we have cell medals. For those, we have Taka, Tora, Bata, and Kuwagata. So the same things, Hawk, Tiger, Grasshopper, and then Stag.
It says fuck.
And the four cores, they say Taka, Tora, Bata, whatever. The cells say like Taka and then something we can't read it. And then Tora, and then something that we can't read because the picture, the kana, is small and we can't quite make it out. Unless Shuki has since deciphered it.
That I still think it's Kien, but...
It might be. And it kind of makes sense, but yeah, we're still not 100% on that. And then the final four, we have double Cyclone Joker Extreme, which... What the hell does it say? Double?
Double.
Yeah. And then we have Amazon, which says Kamen Rider. Deno, which says Deno. Hopefully it says actually Deno and not Dengo. And then we have... I know, yo. And then we have Decade Complete Formu, which says... What do you say? It says Gunbride?
Yeah, Gunbride.
Yeah, so...
For real.
Yeah, they look really nice, and I mean, I know we've pre-ordered the boxes, so that's cool.
Yeah.
Definitely, there's four that I want, which is the four rider ones, and then whichever. Obviously, I'm not going to need the DXs for the cells. I'm really not sure. Taka definitely not, since I'm getting the can drawer. The other three is kind of up in the air.
We're hoping that the cells are the same sounds as the one that come with the swords, so we don't have to buy that sword.
Yeah,
they're so pretty.
They are.
I agree with the computer.
The computer knows where it's at.
Like, metals... metals just started, like, a whole new addiction, so...
They did. It's gonna be a whole new thread, too, so keep an eye for that. Releasing September 2010.
Shut your whore mouth. Whore spelled with a W.
The computer's really obsessed with whores. I told it to stop looking at all that porn earlier. didn't want to listen. Oh, well.
I was listening to porn loudly. I didn't want to talk about the Ultra Zords.
Good times.
Good yep. times.
Good times.
So, on the plus side, you listeners that want medals, you might be in for a treat if you donate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wink, nudge, nudge.
Send us money!
We'll give you medals!
Yeah. And Shuki will send naked pictures of himself to your house.
If you're into God. That kind of thing.
And they'll include Zonky Butt.
Zonky Butt is so pretty.
It is.
Oh man, people are having a hard time getting their news today.
Oh well.
Imagine if people just did this on like, from the weather. They're all like, today the weather is.
It's going to rain today.
All right, so medals equals yay. Next
yay,
time.
Another addiction. So, okay. We got a picture on, I believe it was Thursday, because I was camping, so I remember getting the news, of what what appears to be a Cyclone Gold Joker Extreme memory. And I'm pretty sure that it's fake because Leah used the same picture as on the portrait for Extreme in the last Gashapon set. Uh-huh. And it releases in 2100. So I'm pretty sure that's fake.
It's a long time to wait, too.
Yeah, so, I mean, I thought it was long to wait for the reissue of the Joker from the festival, 2011, but 2100, really? Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's fake. Like, I'm hoping it's fake because I'm tired of buying memories.
But Shuki's already asked Rider Proxy's children to pre-order it for him.
Wait for it. No! Sorry, I missed. But yeah, let's hope it's fake. Like, the thing about that is they use the same picture and it's just painted. Like, if they were going to make one, I expect them to use a different picture, like maybe with a showing its wings or something. So, I don't know. But it looks fake. There hasn't been anything more about it since then. That's really about it about it. I mean, I don't really care for it. I don't really want it. I mean, if it ends up being real, I'll get it, despite not wanting it. But that's logic for another time.
Oh, boy.
Right. You were going to say something? Shuki?
Yeah, I think it's fake, too, mostly for the reasons you listed. And it's just, it's so overly gold.
Yeah.
It's like gold memory, gold tip, gold background, and gold on the rider. It's like...
Yeah.
Of gold, and... The 2100 thing just seems off to me. Like, it was official. I'm pretty sure someone would have caught that.
Yeah.
But I mean,
I feel like you would have heard something more.
Fake people tend to do shit like that. So,
if something more comes up about it, that's real. We'll know next week. Yeah. Wow, my voice sounded weird.
I mean, yeah, Shuki thing. You know, he likes to pre-order things anyway, though, because it makes him cool. And
that Shuki and Shinobi thinks he's so popular.
I'm so I know. Popular.
He's so popular.
He is. He is.
Yes, indeed. So that wraps up toy news. Yep. Slow week.
Yuppers.
We only had toy news for like 10 minutes. That's how slow our week is. Thankfully, we have a little bit of show news, and by a little bit, I mean a little bit. First bit, I've actually combined two stories into one, because I guess it's worth mentioning, even though it's not really worth mentioning. But in 47 of Double... which is apparently awesome. I don't know yet because for once we haven't skipped ahead.
For once we use self-control.
Shuki doesn't have self-control. What are you talking about?
Apparently, Kazu, the man in white, though, is flipping through his PDA, and one of the pictures on the PDA is Eternal. Well, Eternal's human dude. I forgot what his name was.
His name is Eternal's human dude. H-U-D. H-U-D.
Dido or...
Dido. Come in Dido.
That's a singer.
I don't know. Anyway, I don't remember his name. I'm sorry.
I apologize in advance for any noises.
So anyway, it's a picture of him and just basically reconfirming the fact that that Never was formed through Foundation X and Museum. Yeah, that.
Yeah, Eternal.
But that was hinted at before, and I think it might have been confirmed in the movie if I remember right.
Oh shit, it's a bad alarm?
But,
the bullshit alarm has sounded.
Oh no. Bad things happened the last time it went off.
Yeah, Suki hit under his desk, and then he had to put a turtle on his head.
I went crazy, and there was turtles and prison bickers, and I don't know. But anyway, one of the second screens was actually worth mentioning. Was actually of core metals and cell metals. So that rumor going around that Foundation X had ties to the Kogami Foundation and O's. It's true. Happy face.
Yay. Now everything's connected and we're all happy face.
Yep. Double and O's are connected. Same universe. Same overall villain. So.
That makes me excited.
It doesn't get old.
It doesn't.
What?
Yeah, whatever, computer.
Your mother.
Oh.
Gets me all hot and bothered.
Once again, Antoine is still on the show.
And apparently these metals have an expected value of A and something of $43.25 billion.
Oh, God. We're in for a ride.
We are. A common ride.
It's probably how much buying all the stuff's going to cost.
What is a common rider? Common rider is a merchandise whore.
Basically. So this makes me all sort of excited inside. Just to have like a coherent universe after like the shit fest that was Decade.
Yeah.
basically, yeah. Thanks, yeah, like, Antoine.
It makes me happy because, like, it leaves me excited for, like, not the crossover movie. And, like, there'll be so much of a better cohesive plot. And, like, the potential for, like, even crossovers in the show, like, even Double himself can come over. Maybe, like, Watcherman or something. You never know. Like, that leaves the potential open. Just don't bring Akiko in, please. We don't need to be, like, having some termites with their translators broken in there being like, yeah, we don't need that shit.
Yeah. I mean, DK did kind of suck.
Decade made me want to cry.
Made us all want to cry.
Me too.
Oh.
Oh, Lord.
What's going on?
I don't know.
I don't know. They're probably...
He's
slamming your windows.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
That's what's going on.
Who's snatching my people up?
Some idiot in the projects.
Oh.
There's no button for that. Sorry. This is an Anton board, not a horsewoman board.
So, oh, meanwhile, in O's world, we got a trailer.
Yes, we did. We did. At the end of this week's double, O's trailer number one, full of epic win and awesome.
That's a lot, considering it was only a 15-second trailer.
Yeah. That was a little bit extreme. That was a little bit extreme.
Yes, it was. And well, because in this promo we saw our greeds, we saw some yummies, we saw a big giant CGI yummy thing, we saw a floating fruit roll up arm.
So we literally saw yummy pixels.
Yeah, well, it didn't have like, you know, any kind of like bootleg Dragon Ball toys next to it, but yeah, I'm assuming it was a yummy pixels. So. And I don't remember seeing any boobs, but I wasn't really looking for those.
That's a funny way to say it. Boobs. I like boobs. want to see her boobs.
But yeah. So it was made of awesome. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I missed from there. So I think he did a little Henshin pose at some point. I don't know. I said floating for roll up arm.
Oh. He said that. Listening. Oh, what are we going to do with ourselves? I think we finally snapped.
I know. Like, so.
We're bringing in Antoine and the computer. We don't even know what's going on.
You have the map, Dura. Don't ask me.
Damn it, I can't say Dora.
Dura.
Wait.
That's actually her Islamic counterpart.
I think he can say it right this time.
You have the map, Dora. Don't ask me.
Close enough.
Yeah. Like you have the map, whore.
It wasn't whore because that's
That's what it sounded like.
Well, he said started with a D, and...
Carter, horn spelled with a W.
Jeez.
Sorry about that.
Our mistake.
Direction.
Yeah.
So, my first thoughts on OS so far is that... Well, the trailer's fantastic.
Yeah, all 15 seconds of it.
All 15 seconds are like a 15-second thrill ride.
It was.
So as long as the show can keep me as excited as the... I apologize if you can hear that Velcro in the back. I'm bored.
Velcro, yeah, that's probably a Jolly Rancher.
No, but it's definitely Velcro. The Jolly Ranchers are upstairs in the refrigerator. They're all melted and icky.
Ew.
For real.
Wait.
Thank you.
Wait, hey, they're icky?
Just like wheelchair's girlfriend.
Icky Vicky, you're so sicky.
I don't know, we'll just have to wait until September, whatever.
Yeah, it looks really cool. Things look awesome. Especially now that it's connected with Double.
Computer likes those too, huh?
That's my shit right there.
excellent. You fit right in, computer.
The only thing I worry about with O's, I really hope we don't end up with, like, Ghost Sager syndrome. And what I mean by that is we have Double, right? Double's so awesome, right? Double awesomeness.
It's so awesome, it's awesome.
Exactly. It is so awesome, it's awesome. And
catchphrase.
And
that's my new catchphrase.
Kind of like how, like, Shinkinger was so awesome, and then we see Ghost Sager, and it's like, oh, that looks good. I mean, we got cards, the costumes look cool, and Mecha looks pretty okay, and then we get to the show, and it's derp.
Derp.
Well, here's the thing, it's more like Goandra Syndrome, because Goandra was, like, okay. It was, like, an okay Sentai that followed an awesome Sentai. Ghost Sager Syndrome is just shit. It's just complete and utter shit.
Yeah.
And also there truly hasn't been a bad Kamen Rider yet, so I think we're safe. Yeah.
But then again, Double did have Kirihiko Butt.
Kirihiko Butt is so tight and awesome.
I think you were just trying on that one. We weren't even talking about, like, because that has so much to do with it.
You know what? We had to get the reference. He wanted to say it, and
Will the computer do what he wants to?
He pretty much does anyway.
And I guess.
We're working on this one. It's a challenge for us.
Yeah, that's why this is going so weird.
We'll get better comedic timing, I promise.
All right. So,
yeah. Oh, well.
So for the next news,
well,
obviously we've got our first casting of a comedic character. For Power Rangers.
I see what you did there.
Yes, thank you. So, this little dude's name is Felix Ryan. Oh, crap, I just sat on something. Anyway, he looks kind of like an evil version of Ziggy. Like, he really does. He looks like if Ziggy, like, got made into a negative clone, it would be his evil version. Yeah, he's going to play Skinny Mac, which is basically Skull. We know that. Not a whole lot of other information, really.
From what I've seen of his acting and his character and personality, he's absolutely perfect for a Skull-like character.
Yeah.
So I think he can do a good job, as long as the writing's competent.
Yeah, hopefully.
I mean, Tony Oliver's writing this, so we'll...
Yeah, I was going to say, did we talk about that already? And then I had a flashback, so I'm good.
Get a flashback.
So congrats to Felix, even though apparently, like... blog posts are getting taken down because Saban's a bunch of ninjas, but I don't think they listen to our podcast, so I think we're safe.
Oh, God. Oh, God, they're gonna... Oh, God, so we better... God, Saban's gonna get us.
I'm so scared. What?
No, you...
That was worth it.
Oh, Lord. So, that wraps up our news.
Yeah.
We weren't kidding when we said it was a slow news week. We had to waste time by making crappy Antoine jokes and have the computer speak.
I want to know what the people are thinking that have never seen this video.
I'll link to the extended iTunes edition of the song.
Oh yeah, that's epic. You gotta see that. You gotta see that.
That's the funniest. Right there.
Sorry, computer.
That's my shit right there.
Said that already.
Aww. Hurt his feelings. He's trying to be a good co-host.
This is an editing nightmare. Anyway.
Well.
Episode discussions, double 46 in Ghost Sage or whatever the fuck number I'm on.
Well, that's when we get to Ghost Age, or you have to hide your kids.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay. So. All right, let's see what we got here. Fuck me. Double 46. Okay. So, let's see. I forgot. What's the phrase? Konkonoi Naiwa, I think.
Kukukuchu. Yes.
Close enough. So what we have is Melee's come. She wants them to help her find the Evil Tail for Sonazaki Ryubei. Wakan is going to be the Earth's Priestess soon. Philip found out that he's dead guy.
He's dead face.
He was dead face a few years ago. Shotaro's all like terrified.
I see what you did there.
See what did there. That's right. Kathy Lee Gifford was released from Regis Philbin's headdress and like chomped down on Axel, and not in that way he likes. And they laid the smackdown on the Smilodon Dopant, and Mick's a cute little kitty again. So apparently we start off with them, and Wakan is explaining that Philip here is just he's a mass of data. So like he's dead, he's not really there. He's just like.
He's a Digimon of digital monsters. Digimons are the champions.
Sure.
So that's why Philip's made of one.
Sure. We can go with that. Yeah, because that's cool. And Terror Dragon comes in, slams Axel on the ground. He de-untransform Henshin's.
You know, and I was just thinking about him. Between what happens then and what apparently happens in 47, it's a bad time to be Tedri.
Yeah. I thought it was always a bad time to be Terrorwee.
Bitch got owned by a cat. Bitch got owned by a giant terror dragon. Bitch getting owned left and right.
It is Terrorwee, so.
For real.
If I lose my voice, I'm using Antoine to speak for me.
Okay, cool. So it goes back into the headdress, and he's all like, ah, let's go, Daito. And he's like, ah, no, I'm a person, and my name is Anakin. Wait, no, I mean Philip. And,
Philip warped it, evolved too. Ecostream!
So they're going to transform, and they're all like, micro yoga! But, like, before the thing can even make the transformation noise, they just, like, up the stakes and go off.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. and Terror shoots him with his goop, and like they de-unhenshin transform, and Shotaro starts like running away, and he like makes that little puddly thing, and he
made it sound like Shotaro peed.
No, not Shotaro. Ryubei makes his little like pool of liquid thing. He grabs the Evil Tail, grabs Wakana and Philip, and is like, I'm out, bitches. See y'all later.
It reminds me of the sludge from Mario Sunshine. Like, I feel like I need that thing to, like, clean it up. Like,
now that you mention it, it does kind of. So they disappear, and then we get all. The BX climbs ICT. With more clips from the movie. Different ones, though, than the last time, I believe. Yeah. It looks pretty cool. Makes me want to see the movie even more, and so angry that I can't see it for a while. Although one thing that made me sad was that one of the little clips is like Fang just like collapsing and passing out, and that just made me sad because I love Fang so much. But anyway, so then we get all, you know, the boo-doo was a guy say. And So yeah, so Man in White though, Hans Psycho Letter is like, I'm pretty sure this is from your dad, so you might want to go check out what this is for. And she's like, I don't wanna. He's like, I don't care. You should go. Okay, fine. I'll go. And back at the agency, we see Melee tending to Ryu's wounds, and he's like all bandaged up. Like, it is just, he got jacked up fierce. Like, for real.
Jacked up fierce?
He got jacked up.
He got jacked up something fierce up in here, for real. You know, and then we see Shotaro, like, wrapped in a blanket, huddled in a ball on the sofa, like, scared out of his mind. It's kind of funny. Like, Akiko comes over, and he just, like, starts screaming. I'm not sure if he's scared or just because it's Akiko. I'm really not sure. Let's be honest here, because I'd probably scream if Akiko came over by me, too.
True story. That's what happened to us after the Tamashii Festival.
Yeah, that's actually what Shuki was doing under his desk in that vlog. Was he was had a blanket on him, shaking him off. Yeah, and then like Gino and Maki come in with like they are so like not even belonging here. Like this, they're so stupid. They are so dumb. Like Maki's like, oh, Shota, you're having bad luck. You were just turned into an old guy, and now this. And he like runs across the room screaming and is freaking out. And it's kind of funny. Like,
it is really funny.
And Melee feels all bad, and then Philip wakes up, and he's in the mansion, and he comes downstairs, and he sees Psycho, and Wakana, and Regis Philbin sitting at the big long table. And he's like taking everything in, like, ah, you know, my family's table, my sisters, all that crap. And so Regis is like, ah, we need to celebrate Wakana and blah 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 blah. And and then Shroud comes in, they're gonna have family meal. Which is just amazing because, I mean, the dumb bimbo's all bandaged up, but whatever.
Yeah, I'd say that now before someone steals it. Like, she's sitting there, they're trying to eat. She just looks at the food like, oh, what do I do? And she's all sad because she can't eat it.
There's like 8 plates of food in front of her, and she's like, duh. It's kind of like when Terui looks at a girl, he goes, what do I do with it? Because he's gay.
Philip has no idea what to do with that potato.
Yeah, he's holding the potato like it's a biscuit. Like, what are you doing? He's like, well, Mom doesn't even know how to eat, so shut up. She's all sad face because she can't eat.
So then they remember back to this day when they went to the site with the giant well, and Shroud and Ruby are dancing, and the little kids are there, and they're all happy face kids, and whatever. I don't know, but they've got evil tails, so it's all good. And they open the box, but they don't show you what's in it because they're bags. And so Philip makes an impassioned plea to his family. Let's stop this. We can be a family. Look, we're all together. Let's just screw all that crap. We already did. Let's
we
put
can
it behind
be together. I don't know what a potato is. Mom can't eat, but we can be happy, I swear.
Suddenly I just pictured a full house opening the Sonozakis.
Everywhere you look, everywhere.
They're like Yume, all crazy, dancing by himself.
Okay, someone with really good video editing skills, you have to make that happen.
Yeah, and then have like with Shroud looking sad at the food and like, oh man.
Out comes Bob Saget, like giving hugs to everyone.
Need to make that shit.
Oh boy. Mary-Kate and Ashley, they're turning away the food too, I don't know.
You can try.
Whoa, what the hell happened to my voice?
I don't know.
Makes sense.
Do it with Family Matters,
I guess. So Psycho's all like, Raito, you're dead. Shut up. And Wakana's like, oh, you dead to us too. Die?
They're just reborn into an egg. Just saying.
It's like, oh, you dead to us too. You cause us problems. You dead to us. So Reedus is all like, brah, we're going to, you know, give Shroud and Psycho the chance to repent to Wakana. And I'm like, what? Shut up. Like, you are dumb. You are really dumb.
You are so dumb.
Yeah.
Dumb.
So Yue said, actually.
So then they just, God damn it, I'm trying to use props here.
I'm sorry.
And then they start fighting. I had that queued up already for that, and then you had to go, like, keep talking, so I had to wait, and it was sad, and God.
I'm sorry.
You should be sorry. Jeez.
Ow, fuck, I hurt. I don't like the laughter anymore. Who are you? They were like, he's like, no fighting, no turning into dopants at the dinner table.
Then he's like, whatever, fine. So they're outside fighting. They're doing their dopant shit. And Shroud just leaving. And Philip's like, no, mommy, wait. Are you going to leave us, your family? And she's like, look. This whatever here that, like, Regis Philbin and these two hobags, that's not your family. Hidari Shotaro, he your family. He is the Kirifuda, okay? The Kirifuda.
He's right? The Kirifuda.
Exactly. Sure.
Okay, and I'm going to say this because I don't want anyone to take it. I think it's hilarious when you combine Dawson's I can't eat sad face with the fact that she gets up and says, I've already admitted my defeat. I'm leaving.
She saw the plate.
She's like, I can't eat. I already admitted this. I'm leaving.
You said that, and I just pictured like an avatar of her looking down at the food and said, the only thing that can defeat Shroud, a plate of food. Oh, man. That was hilarious.
In the meantime, Melee has snuck into the building, and she just jacks the evil tail out of the box right under their noses. Like, it's hilarious.
Because she's Rinju Chameleon can use her.
Exactly. Rinju Chameleon can sky. Melee. Ryo-sama! Ryo-sama!
For real.
For real.
For real.
For real. Nice. That was a nice one. Virtual high five. Now, everyone listen to this and hear that. For real.
So, they're outside fighting, and walking to, like, blast.
For real.
Like.
So awesome.
I can stop. Until you can just
I'm sorry.
The next 30 minutes.
Okay.
You're done?
For real.
You sure you're done? You're done. All right, good. So Wakana like blast Psycho, she goes flying, and then she goes all extreme. God damn it. Like, seriously, you people are fags. And I'm just gonna ignore you people. And Psycho goes all like Nazca wings, that don't help. She gets knocked to the ground. And then Extreme Clay Dog does like a Snorlax body slam on her. Just like jumps in the air and like slams down and is like wahahaha, giggle, giggle, giggle. And like Psycho gets blown off, and like the God, you're like 5-year-olds with that.
No, you said like Psycho gets blown off.
I know, I heard that too, but I didn't want to say anything because I don't want to make anyone mad.
And then Nazca memory is broken. She runs away. God damn it!
Sorry, I tried to hold it back, and then it hurts my throat.
And then Shotaro's phone rings, and he, like, throws it and just, like, starts screaming.
It's like exactly what I do. It's hilarious.
It's like what happens when Shuki sees a new exclusive. He throws the computer and just starts screaming.
Pick it up and throw it. Oh! Just kind of curl up.
Yeah. And so the dolphin answers it.
It's like,
and,
that's blown off.
Yeah. So the dolphin answers it and, like, puts it up to his ear because he won't take it. And so it's Philip. And he's all like, you know, it's goodbye, but I'm going to be leaving now because they're going to sacrifice me to Wakana. So just wanted to let y'all know I'm not going home for dinner. probably won't be back tomorrow or this weekend. So, you know, don't expect me home anytime soon. You know, don't forget about me. You know, it's I'm not going to go away just as, you know, just as long as you have the courage to ride with the devil. And Shotaro's all, man, I guess.
Peace.
And so Akiko, like he just sits there, right? Shotaro does. And so Akiko's all like, well, you're going to go? You're going to save him? Or are you just going to sit here like a little queer? And she's like shaking him and yelling. And I don't know. I just heard, and so Shotaro gets up and
I don't know. He sees the evil tail because Melee comes and brings it, and they show him what it is. But we still don't see it because they're bastards. And yep, for real. So now we're back in Kiba's church, and you're right there.
Yeah, all that clapping.
So
it's not working very well.
Wakana transforms into Clay Doll, and basically we see underground in a little the well thing. There's Regis, and he's like, okay, so all those people, like this whole season that have become door pants, we've been collecting data, and we're going to take that data and put it in the control device. And so basically they were just all test subjects. We don't really care about them. Those people all suck donkey balls. So all right, fine. So then what we're going to do... What?
For real.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is we're going to put all the Earth's memories, right, into Wakana. She's going to be like the priestess. Okay? And then to control all that, you know, information and crap, that's going to be Philip. He will be the control program, and it's going to be all cool because he can do the whole extreme thing now. So it'll be fine. It'll be smiley face. And, yep. And then she'll be able to, like, you know, it says she'll be able to make living guy memories. And I was like, oh, some bullshit. Look, it's stupid. I don't know.
She'll become, like, God or something.
Yeah. And so Philip's like, are you okay with that? I mean, you know, even with get rid of me, and, you know, he calls him daddy or something. And he's like, well, you died once, so, I mean, whatever.
Died once, you can do it again.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, well, now we have to separate again for the second time. So he gives him a big, you know, father-son hug and then pushes him down the well. Like, it's like, oh, you don't do that to Philip. You do it to Kathy Lee Gifford, you bastard. And and then he does that whole extreme thing like he did before. And then Wakana's covered in it and she becomes extreme. And Philip's, he's in Wakana, which is really dirty because they're siblings. And it's kind of like that whole Ghost Say Snake and Tiger thing. They're like, you know, one's inside the other, and it's dirty. I don't like that. That's like a Kentucky type thing, you know. We see Psycho. She's just watching crap from outside the mansion because, like, she got kicked out or something. I don't know. She's behind bars. And Akiko and Shotaro come in, and he's like, she's got to hold him up because he's just, he's got nothing. He's really got nothing here. He's like scared still, and it's bad. And you know, Ryubi's all like,
be bad in these parts.
He's like, how is it? You know, I mean, how are you even able to still like stand before me? This is amazing. And he's like, well, I need to know the answer to this mystery. And he pulls out this paintbrush, which is apparently the evil tail, and it's got their names written on it. And they flash back to what? Shut up. To when they were at the excavation site, and he's like, apparently it's some kind of charm he found. It's called the Devil's Tail. And if they write their names on it and pray, their family will be together forever. Some awesome bullshit. So, they come up with this thing that, you know, he's sacrificing his family and he's scared of whatever, of losing that. And that's what the brush is for. He's like, ah, oh, you're stupid. Give it to me. I need that. Brr. And he becomes terror. He's like, look, Raido's gone. He's inside Wakana. So you can't do anything. You suck donkey balls, like big, big hairy donkey balls. And so then Shotaro remembers Philip's words to him on the phone and goes, ah, I know what to do. And he pulls out his Joker memory, and he's like,
Joker.
He's like, now come here, Aibo. And
a bunch of shit goes down.
Yeah, it's just crap. Oh my god, what the hell is going on? The bird went nuts.
What is going on?
So, so he transformed into double, like the Cyclone memory appeared, and they became Cyclone Joker. And he's all him. Terra's like, woo. And he's like, oh, look, Philip, you're here. And he's like, yep, good job, Shotaro. And so they're like, well, you see, what happens is when we use the double, you know, the whole transformation thing, my consciousness just follows that memory to Shotaro. So it left Wakana. And he's like, but now she has no program. And it's like, yep, that's like a bug in the system, you fags. Haha, now she sucks donkey balls. Yay. Donkey balls is a running theme in this episode, by the way.
For real.
Yep. So they're like, fine, we're going to take you out, the terror. And then just for, I don't know, for whatever reason, I guess because he didn't want to be left out of the fight, we see Axel like climbing out of bed and he's just like stumbling his way along.
He goes all Todoroki on their ass.
He does. Like, he's like, no, I cannot stay in the hospital bed. I need to help Zanky, but. And,
I love how he does it too. He like dives head first. He's like, oh, fuck. Oh. Yeah. I need my package. They stole it.
And so now they're outside fighting because I don't know how they just randomly ran outside. And he summons Kathy Lee Gifford. And he smacks around Double, but then in comes Revolgary, and it opens up, and there's Axel and Wally, and he's like, "You called me a puppet, but that's fine. As long as I can crush evil, I can be a puppet or whatever. I don't care what you call me. Sticks and stones will break my bones, but words can't hurt me, bitch." Bam. That's right. You can run and tell that, and so. Yep, and then I got scared though, because then.
Sorry, I had to finish it.
So, because Kathy Gifford grabs Wally in her mouth and starts squeezing, I'm like, "Oh no, Wally, no!"
I don't remember this from the episode.
Yeah, because then he gets the hard turbular attachment. Now Axel's flying through the air, on the flying trapeze. And then, like, extreme memory just comes flying in, and like slams through Wakana. And like beats the crap out of her and grabs Philip's body, and
for real.
So she's all like, "Ah, no, my body, bruh!" And so they're all like, "Yay, Extreme has my body data." So then, like, Extreme just starts, like, smacking around Terror. And Axel, he's, like, he's on, you know, the Herb thing. And he, like, halfway on bike transforms so he can use the engine blade. And he's, like, what? And he's, like, flying around. And he's, like, smacking the Kathleen in the mouth and shooting with the jets from the turbular. And then he goes all out. And then he blows up Kathy Lee Gifford. And then Extreme keeps going. And then they decide to go.
Sean's cooler than Kathy Lee Gifford.
Okay. Yeah, and they're all like, "Double Extreme!" And then they smack around Terror, and the memory blows up. And the mansion's on fire, and it's like collapsing everywhere. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. And they're like, "Yay, we won! Yay, happy face! All is well with the world now." And for real. And so
for real.
Akiko goes over. Akiko goes over and helps Terui up.
They all power down.
They do. They power down. Phillip's there again. And Akiko gives him the paintbrush because she's been holding it this whole time. And he's all sad because he was like, "No, but we could have been a family." And it's like, "No, dude, not cool.
Bitches be crazy, man."
I know. And then Reed
just whole family has been 10 fans.
I know. Reed just Philbin goes back in the mansion now that it's all like burning down. And he sees all like green, extreme looking walk. I don't know what that was. It was like ghostly walking a. And,
it's the ghost of Wakana Pest.
Foreshadow much?
Yeah, and he's like, "Earth's future has been entrusted in the queen," or something. And he starts dancing, saying how he has no regrets, and he's trying to dance like he was with Shroud that day, way back when.
So he's by himself, and he just looks like a complete tool.
Yeah, and he dies in the fire. And we see Psycho and Shroud outside the mansion watching it burn down. And, so, yeah, they do the little ending voiceover thing, and you know, Shotaro thinks that seeing the evil tale made Ryubi gain back a little bit of his humanity or something. I don't know. And, but whatever. So they're like, he's like, you know, we thought we were all done with this, but turns out it's not over yet. And he's like, we didn't find Wakana's remains, dot, dot, dot. And we see the man in Huaito carrying Wakana's body through the little underground museum headquarters, and he's all smiling. And you're like, oh, no, what's going down now? And that was about it. For real.
Oh, so I should count how many of those there are.
So, it was. I liked it. It was fun. Computer, what did you think about this?
Kamen Rider Double is so fucking cool. It's even cooler than Zanky Butt and Kyrenical Butt in the same room.
Dude, I know. And do you have anything like you particularly liked about this episode?
Axel really gave it to that bitch Kathy Lee Gifford.
Yeah. Dude, he did. That was so awesome. And but I know your favorite character though is Akiko, right?
Akiko sounds like a goddamn doll.
Yeah.
Oh, the computer is awesome.
So we're done on my side, so you guys give us your thoughts.
Go ahead.
Oh, man, I guess. Okay, 46 was made of awesome. It was so freaking funny and awesome at the same time. Like, I found so much comedy in that dinner scene. Like, Shroud's all, sad face, I can't eat. And then she's like, I admit defeat. And that rhymed. And then the girls start fighting. It's like, no dopants at the dinner table. And it was just really awesome combination of everything and how everything's turning out and how it was all planned. And it was just so epic. And it was cool to see Shotaro, like, man up and stop being all like, ah, Akiko keeps talking to me. And then it was just really just awesome episode that, like, culminated everything we've been working towards. And I was, I don't know if I was shocked Taro was destroyed so soon. I felt like he was going to be longer for some reason, but maybe that's because I feel like Double's supposed to be around longer. And I think it's funny the way Axel cheated, like, being injured by not having to use his legs.
Yeah.
Like, he's basically in a wheelchair. What else was I going to mention about it? I don't know, man. Oh, I was kind of sad to see Nazca Memory go. So I'm wondering whether Psycho's going to find her old taboo memory, like wherever their dad hit it, because he died just dancing in the fire. So, just an awesome, awesome double episode. I'm so sad there's only like 3 left.
I know. I'm going to miss it, though. I'm going to miss it so much.
It had been almost 30 seconds. I couldn't handle it.
The one thing I do want to say that I forgot to say is that the only thing that made me sad was that the family dinner did not include Mick. Just saying.
Oh yeah, because Mick's free now. He's off like painting the town.
Where did he go?
I don't know. See,
he got freed from the memory, and I think Philip just dropped him and he walked away.
He left. He was scared. He's like, the asshole keeps sticking you with a USB. I don't know what's going on. He was scared. He didn't want to be anywhere near that. It would have been funny if Isako was there, because he would have taken Shroud's plate and ate it. Like, literally, the whole plate. He would have just shoved in
you
his mouth.
Can keep that? No. Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
Shroud just points at her mouth. Sorry.
I'll help myself. I'd hate to, like, keep using the same phrase I always use, but this is why Double is so fucking awesome.
That's what computer said, too.
Exactly. I agree with the computer 100%. Like, I don't really know how to express.
Yeah, that's exactly
the awesomeness that it is. Like, I know we say, oh, I'm going to talk much, and I will talk more, but it's really hard to express how awesome it is without just plopping you in front of a television and having you watch it yourself.
Computer can tell you how awesome it is.
It's so awesome, it's awesome.
Exactly. That's what I should have just said. What'd you think? It's so awesome, it's awesome. Next.
It's basically everything that's been leading up, like, to this point, this moment, Terra getting defeated. The only thing I didn't like is how easy Terra got defeated. They're like, oh, yeah. LOL, doubled extreme, and that didn't kill Weather. But for some reason, it killed Terror. Because yeah. That makes fucking sense. But I know they needed to off him at this point to progress with what little story we have left. So, I mean, I understand.
It's always that logic where they're like, they fight the main enemy, and then they get their ass kicked, and then they're like, oh, we're all determined face, so then they beat him. They use it all the time.
That's true.
Yeah. What the Ghost Sagers did. They go, we can beat this one, turn wheel. Rawr, we have new power. And like, blow shit up.
Blow shit.
I think Axel using the turbular unit was actually pretty cool. Well, not turbular, turbular.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't expect him actually, except for, you know, spoilers, to be around. Because I remember hearing that coma thing. Like, he was pretty fucked up.
I'm still worried about Wally, though.
I think Wally's okay. I didn't even know. I mean, I guess it makes sense if Double can use Gunner. Then it would make sense that Axel could use the other units. But I don't know. I just thought it was neat. And it fit his color scheme, so.
It was a good loophole.
And it also made sense the fact that he couldn't really use his legs.
Oh shit, that was an accident, sorry. You weren't dumb.
Thank you. I don't know,
it really is hard to express it, isn't it?
It is. It was just so fucking awesome. And from what I heard, 47's even better, so expect...
Oh my god.
Well, we haven't watched it yet, we have self-control.
Expect a very similar reaction to this, just like... 10 minutes of going, it was awesome, but I don't really know how to phrase it because it was so awesome.
I hate to pull, like, the ultimate version of us always saying we'll have much to say next week, but expect, like, a whole lot more to say once it's over.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be a lot easier to kind of, like, accumulate all the feelings into one little...
Yeah, because then we'll know everything, all the questions will be answered, we'll remember everything, it won't be like, oh, I wonder what's going to happen next week, because next week we're going to find out about O's.
Yeah, well, I know what's going to happen next week.
Silky's gonna go all on her face.
Damn right I will.
For real.
For real.
Yes.
But Double just keeps getting better and better and better, and I'm really, really pissed that it has to end.
Yeah.
All good things must come to an end and shit like that, but like I really, really kind of wish it didn't.
Yeah, Double season 2. For real. Even Antoine wants Double season 2. I heard him.
But yeah, it was completely awesome. And if you haven't seen it yet, I don't really know why you wouldn't have. But if you haven't seen it yet, go pause
if
this.
You haven't seen it yet.
The rest of this is just Ghost Sager bullshit. Yeah, you are so dumb. So pause this. Get your ass in front of whatever you use to watch these episodes and watch episode 46 now.
Yep.
Bitch. So. Yeah. So, totally awesome episode. One of my favorite episodes so far, easily. Especially considering, like, I thought Double was so cool at the beginning. And I'm rewatching it right now. And we just finished the Anima Akari's arc. And God,
that was fun. I remember that one.
Like, it was fun, but it sucked compared to what this is.
Yeah.
For real.
You're just watching it to investigate about the metal shaft bendy arm. That's the real reason.
He needs to know about Double's long shaft. He likes that kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, I just had a thought about it. Oh, I lost it. Damn it.
Yep.
It was something about 46. I don't know. Oh, I was going to say that it was nice to finally see, like, Shroud accepting Shotaro.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
Like, finally, after 6 episodes of improving himself. Either that or she just knew that Terui was in bed, so it's like, man, I guess.
So I think we should just shut up about how awesome it is and move on.
Move on? Okay, so let's see, what's next?
You have the map, Dora, don't ask me.
I'm sorry, I won't ask you anymore.
I miss you have the map, whore. That's funny. You have the map? That'd be hilarious to say to someone. You have the map, whore, don't ask me. You can run and tell that.
Okay, so... Alright, Ghost Sager 25.
I'm gonna go get some drink.
I don't doubt that. So, alright, does everyone here remember what happened? You probably don't because you weren't paying attention because really no one does. They got Miracle Ghost Sage power and they became Super Ghost Sagers. Wonderful. So it starts off this one with with Monet. And she's all up in the clouds and she hears someone calling her name and she's like, this voice is, and just keeps saying Monet. And we see like some lady all in white from behind. I don't know if she's related to the man in white, though, in double. I doubt it, because this is Ghost Sager, and it sucks pretty hard. So she starts turning around, and it's like, nope, not good to show you. Giggle, giggle, giggle. And instead, you see her. She wakes up, and she's laying in a field. I don't know why she's, like, in a freshly mowed field, but I don't know. And so, like, Ugly comes up, and is like, what's going on? She's like, nothing. Nothing at all. I was just dreaming. And he's like, okay. and then we see the You're My Jews, and Bladran's all in trouble, and he's like getting yelled at, and he's locked up in a cage because they're like, well, see, you worked on your own, and now they got more power, you stupids. But the Blob's all like, no dude, it's cool, remember, they suck, it doesn't matter if they have a power up, they still suck, we've been watching for 24 episodes, they're pretty fucking awful, so It'll be fine. We got this one. And it's like, okay. For real. So then it goes all dun 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 dee 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 dee. I see the hoshi wa mama do. I don't want to do anymore. But I'm contractually obligated. So we're back at the stupid house, and they're all arguing, and they're like, we need to, you know, we need to work on stuff because they're not just going to sit around. And Monet's all like, dude, we got, like, miracle power. We're fine. We're a cool guy. And Ugly's all like, no, dude, you're stupid. Like, stop it. And I mean, they just keep arguing, and it's really obnoxious. And so they're like, well, Bladran was trying to power up. And this long-necked stupid is like, hey, I think he's probably, like, different from the other You're My Jews. And it's like, oh, no, not really? Come on. God damn it. So they're like, hey, Datus, do some lookups. And he's like, that's the other show, guys. That's not me. I don't do lookups. Like, that's Philip.
That's Datus' new voice.
Yeah. And he's like, but I guess I can try. So, and then we see a clip of the, you know, Tower of Heaven, and Monet go, like, freaks out. Like, show me again. Like, dude, no, we're busy. We're doing lookups. And it's like, oh, no. So she just, like, leaves. And she's walking, and she hears that voice again, and she's running. And you see, and this lady, it turns around, and it's like, old lady. And she's like, oh, it's Mommy. And it's like, really? Mama looks like a hoe. And she's like, goes, she hugs her, and she's like, I want you to come back with me to Ghost Day World, but you can't tell anyone. Now, see, the fact that she can't tell anyone, especially her brother, that should have sounded fishy to her right then and there, but it doesn't, because this is Ghost Sager. Like, that's what I don't understand. Like, most people will go, wait a minute, I can't even tell my brother that my mother is here. Something is wrong. So then Datus calls and is like, you're my Jew. And she's like, okay, gotta go. And so we see, and the four of them are fighting with their weapons, and they're fighting the Blob, and he wants them to power up. So they're like, okay. And they go all,
summon miracle, go say power.
Yep. And the headers come in, and they become super go sager time, happy face. And so what, they keep fighting, and Go Say Knight comes in, and he fights some more. And they, I mean, they're doing pretty good. They're doing okay. And then they blast him, and he splits apart, and like he becomes like a little tiny person himself. It's kind of weird looking. And then he reforms.
Are we done
and
yet?
Then no.
Oh.
I'm like 7 minutes in.
Oh fuck.
And Monet comes in. He's like, "Oh, got here too soon. Bye."
That's
and
what
like he
to
leaves.
Me.
You came too soon?
No, that I was got here. I got here too soon.
Charles Carmichael always comes quickly. Some people might get that.
So so she's like, "Up, oh, well, so, like, dude, you're late." She's like, "Up, oh, sorry, guys, gotta go." They're like, "Dude, what? You just got here." And Ghost Say Knight's like, "My Ghost Say Knight sense is tingling." Giggle.
Spoiler alert, Antoine is Ghost Say Knight.
I thought he was Datus.
That was his voice.
Oh, okay.
Antoine's all changed. Go say night. For real.
Oh, okay.
His catchphrases.
It's funny. They're all trying to figure out what's going on. And it takes them like 10 minutes to go, wait a minute. Where's Monet? that you didn't notice she wasn't there? Like, y'all, that's all just terrible friends. Like, she could have been kidnapped and murdered. Oh, wait. And they wouldn't have even noticed. So you see she's with her mother, and they're running through fields of flowers, and they're having, like, happy gay time. And she's like, come with me to Go Say World. I'm lonely by myself. I want my little girl living with me. And she's like,
No, you?
Okay. And then, like, Monet leaves, and, like, in comes the blob and is talking to the mother. And they're like, see, I knew something was up. Why can't Monet tell this dumb bitch? So, I know. She is. So then she's talking to Airy. And seriously, during this entire exchange, all I can think about is those ears. Like, they're right there in the camera. Like, it's terrible. It's like, Data Sue. And so she's all like, hey, if you could go back to Go Say World, would you? And she's like, well, I mean, I kind of miss it, I guess, but we have our mission here and all this other crap. And see, it's like, see, this is why Ghost Sager sucks, because they don't care. They're far away from home. They're like, whatever, it's fine. And so then she's talking to Ugly, and he's all like, well, I don't want to go home because I'm not a full-fledged angel yet, and that'll make my mother sad face. So, and she's like, okay, bye. And so she runs off back to her mother and is like, okay, let's go together. And this whole time, every so often, you see, like, somebody's using stun spore. You're like, I don't know what's going on, but, like, there's, like, a Butterfree overhead or something, but this stun spore, like, everywhere.
I was attacked by some idiot in the projects.
So dumb.
Yep. And then there's just, like, bright light. And the mother's all like, okay, just step into the light with me and we can go home. And it's like, really? Come on now. Come on. Don't you get this? I mean, step into the light.
You are really dumb.
Yep.
For real.
And I don't know. We see the blob and he's appeared. And then Datus comes in and is like, you're my Jews. And then like, oh, God. So... they're going, and
shit, one, damn it.
Alata figures out, hey, I think something's up with Monet and the You're My Jews. And it's like, oh, wow, really? You think? Took you long enough. And Ugly's like, don't worry about her. She got to do this herself. But it's like, wow, good job. Good job, your sister. But, you know, whatever. So, she's like, she's about to go, and then she realizes, wait a minute, no. My mother wouldn't say some of this stuff like
she's Earth. She's about to go, and then she realizes that she doesn't have to pee.
Yeah, and she's like, wait a minute, mother wouldn't say Earth would be protected and all sort of crap. So she starts to, like, try and drag her there, but then Ghostly Knight shows up, and it's all happy face. But the four of them are trying to fight the blob, and it's just not going well because they suck. And so Ghostly Knight's all, Comfrey Thunder Card, Spark, Nightic Power, yay. Yeah, and it turns out it's like this fairy. It's like this weird, I don't know what, it's supposed to be like a fairy thing, but it's like weird looking. I don't know what that monster is. It's stupid. And So she transforms, and they're fighting, and the blob runs away when he finds out, hey, that plan failed. He's like, oh, gotta go, guys. See y'all later. So Deus is like, hey, Monet's in a pinch. Y'all should probably go see about her. So they come in, and they're all fighting. And then they do this again.
Summon Miracle, Go Say Power.
Yay. And, yep. And then they do their roll call, you know, because that's what they got to do. And then they do some night dynamic and some super land, sky, land, sea dynamic crap. And it blows up, and then she gets all big. And then we get some of this action.
Change Grandy on.
Yup. And then for even more badness, they go...
Dual Combine A.
Yeah, I know it says Combine A, but the computer can't say Combine for some reason. We worked on this before the show, and it didn't work. It did not work, so... Your mother.
For real.
Your mother.
Yeah. So,
No, you.
Yep. Anyway, back to this Go Savior episode. Not like anyone cares.
I love that exchange. It's like arguing we didn't even use ourselves.
Oh.
Saving our beautiful, sexy voices.
Yeah. And,
excuse me?
You heard me?
You're clear.
So the fairy turns herself into looking like Datus, and they're like, we can't fight. It looks like Datus. And you're like, really? Just fight. And so Hyde's all like, no, I got this. Blue Giant style. And he goes all like Camo Mirage or some crap and turns it into looking like a BB. You're like, okay, we can fight now. So fucking stupid. And they attack and they beat the crap out of it. It turns back into the fairy. And they do a little phrase they do before they kill something, and then they go,
victory charge.
Yup, and they blow it up, and then it's happy fun times. And then they're back at the place. Ugly and Monet are arguing over, like, if she's a child and she's mature. So, I don't know, some crap. And then it goes all, Sora ni kaga yaku rainbow. Yeah. I mean, this episode, like, it really sucks. Although the next one was even worse, believe it or not. So, So let's see what the computer thinks of Ghost Sager.
Oh god, this Ghost Sager sucks so hard, even wheelchair's girlfriend can't compete with that level of suck.
I know. Well, what about this episode? Anything like that, you know, stood out to you?
Monet's mother is such a bitch, and Monet herself is so damn stupid.
Yeah, she should have figured that out a long time ago. Is there anything that all that you like about Ghost Sager?
Deosu, Deosu.
Deosu, Deosu?
No.
Desu?
Did you miss it the first time? He'll say it again for you.
Deosu, Deosu.
I feel like he went slower, which creeps me out.
I put a comma in there.
Oh.
He was saying it's slower for you retards.
What are you talking? Are you saying the same person?
What? I'm saying Dawson Writer and Dawson Writer Blog are the same person, yes. I've outed your identity.
Yeah.
So, who here is next?
No one sees the wizard.
Here's my thoughts on the episode.
You are so dumb!
That's it. Wait. That's it. Like, I'm just done. Like, I watched this episode and I died a little bit inside.
Yeah. Let's go with yeah.
It makes me mad that they have this opportunity to turn around the Super Ghost Agers and then they come back with another stupid filler episode that's stupid.
I was looking for a soundboard on my phone, but I don't have any, so...
Aw. Oh, well.
I got plenty for all of us.
Yep. They've got, like... And then they've got like, another one, too. Like, another freaking filler, like, next week that looks even worse. Like,
Sora ni Kageyaku shithole.
Yep.
Every time Ghost Sager's on, I'm like...
Price is wrong, bitch!
Okay, that's one soundboard.
On something like that. But, anything else we'd like to add about Ghost Sager before we move on to MMPR?
Oh, shit, I forgot about that.
You always forget about it.
I know, because I'm like, oh, good, after this it's all relaxed timey. And then you're like, MMPR, and I'm like...
You're so dumb! No, I think nothing of this anymore. Like, I don't... Until we get an episode that absolutely... Try not to use a sexual term.
Doesn't suck donkey balls? Yeah.
Sure, we'll go with that, even though it kind of...
It's pretty sexual.
I was going to say literally blows woman me away, fucking but hearts. I didn't really want to say that. But...
You and Psycho, and you're blowing.
And I until that happens, I really have absolutely zero thoughts on this series. Like,
there's really nothing to give thoughts on.
Okay. And...
That was episode one.
It kept going down and down and down until we got Ghost Day 9, and then it's like a really sharp peak upward. And then the next episode after that is just like down, 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 down.
If this was a graph, it would be like a tiny spike.
There was a little hump in the down.
Yeah.
just because, like, their designs are pretty neat, but then it's still going down. So, until another one of them bumps happen, I don't really...
I feel compared to draw a diagram of Ghost Ager's, like, lifeline. Like, it's, like, one tiny spike and then flat line. Ghost Ager 9, a slightly bigger spike than the pilot, and then it flat lines again. And then there was, like, a little blip when we saw the Super Ghost Ager's, and then it flat lined again.
Yeah. Oh, here's a pretty good description.
Ghost Ager makes me want to have my memory erased and then raped by a big black basketball player.
I didn't expect that at all.
Yeah, I just wrote it.
I don't understand how, like, this can even exist. Like,
I don't understand how it could be so bad.
Reading, like, Ranger Board and HJU and everything, the drop-off rate on this series is sharper than anything else I've ever seen.
Wait, you mean, like, people stop watching it?
Yeah.
Okay, I was curious. I thought you meant, like, the quality of episodes. I'm like, both, yeah.
But I even, like, people that are like, oh, I love every Sentai, still find problems with this show.
I'm someone who goes, I love every Sentai, and I still, I want to quit. I really want to, like, stab myself in the eye, but I have to do this crap.
Like, I love every Sentai, but Ghost Ager's not Sentai. It doesn't deserve to be called Sentai.
It makes me angry that I'm stuck as the Ghost Ager correspondent. Like,
that's what you get for buying any Ghost Ager mecha. Our hands are clean, bro.
I like cards. I'm sorry.
You're so dumb. Oh,
real. So anyway, before we start rambling again, let's just go right into MMPR.
Yeah.
So, fuck
your mother.
No, yep. You.
Listen here, computer.
Wait, what was... What?
I don't know.
What about the shadow?
okay, this first was all was jacked up.
Thing, right?
The first episode of the air was Wheel of Misfortune, which is fine, because it's roughly around the place it's supposed to be. The second episode that aired was Peace, Love, and Woe, and that was like episode 7 or something.
It was supposed to be way before Island of Illusion.
Tommy didn't even exist yet.
They flashbacked to it in Island of Illusion.
Yeah. So, it was all sorts of jacked up. But anyway, Wheel of Misfortune.
That's about what MMPR is.
Basically, they're in a play, a really shitty play. Like, the bad actors are acting worse. And
I thought it was about the same.
And so, apparently, like, Kimberly's great-grandma's precious spinning wheel or something. Like, who the fuck has that?
Who the hell has a precious spinning wheel?
Who the hell has a spinning wheel?
I don't know.
Anyway.
That's probably what was behind that little, like, spindle top accessory coin from the new line. Let's make it like Kimberly's wheel. For real.
For wheel.
For wheel. Nice. Oh, this is awesome.
Bulk's being basically a giant fuckface like he normally is. And he sits on the wheel because he has to, like, spin the gold and Rumpelstiltskin and shit. So he's all like, oh, spin, 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 and then, like, the hay goes everywhere, and oh, straw, my bad. And apparently the wheel breaks somehow. I don't really see how it broke. It looked the same as it did.
Yeah.
But,
they didn't have the budget to break it.
So, like...
So they just said it's broken.
Like, all Kimberly gets out of this is... Oh no, it's broken. What am I supposed to tell my great grandma or whatever? And I'm like,
she
really?
Did.
You just punch him in the face or something. Like, you're supposed to be angry, not like, oh, what am I gonna do? Like, go back to your fucking whatever you. I don't know.
We just did this episode with her stupid float.
Basically. Yeah. It's basically
but
that
Tommy
episode.
Can't remake a, but Tommy cannot remake a spinning wheel in his garage
he
while
can
having
fix
you know,
it,
a bone time.
Because apparently she goes to the juice bar to mope, and Tommy followed her because he's a stalker like that.
He's like,
oh, Kim,
tap that ass.
She's like, oh, the spinning wheel's broken. And so it's like, oh, don't worry, I can fix it. Smile. I'm cool. And
Tommy needs to stop thinking about that because no ass is worth thinking that much about, I always say.
So like, okay, let's go get it from school. So they walk all the way back to school. And which I don't know where it is in proximity to the juice bar, but it's got to be fairly close.
It looks like the school is next door to the juice bar.
Probably. But so they go back, and it's gone because Rita thought it would be a cool idea to mutate the spinning wheel into a wheel with spikes and sparklers attached to it. But we'll get to that later. So that happens, and so it's gone. She's like, oh, it's gone. Someone stole it. And, of course, she like goes all the way back to the juice bar. And everyone's like, oh, did you see the wheel? And they're like, no, what the fuck are you talking about, bitch? And, of course, she accuses Bulk and Skull instantly because, hey, what other stereotype do you need? Oh, blame it on the bullies.
Yeah, so, blame it on the guy in the fedora. Or not the fedora. The Pierre hat, for what it's called.
And they're like, I don't know, they make some stupid excuse I don't remember. But they're like, no, we didn't take it. And she's like, eh.
They just said no you and walked away.
I don't remember anything else that happens until the whole fight thing happens, so if anyone wants to refresh.
Yeah, I blacked out as well.
I
started doing shots in the middle of the episode, so.
Alright, well, shit happens, and then there's a Megazord fight with Goldar and Scorpina, because suddenly Scorpina's there for some reason. She just kind of, like, pops up wherever the fuck she feels like it. And so she becomes Gills.
Exceed
Gills.
And then she falls apart. Because she's loose.
In the Shukun Shinobi.
Somehow.
It's too cute.
Cheddar, what are we doing?
No, I said she's Gills, Exceed Gills, because she's loose. And then I paused.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just like Wheelchair's girlfriend.
Thank you.
I didn't hear you, because all I heard was Shuki going, Cheddar.
Cheddar, whoa.
And so I don't really remember much except the fact that all of a sudden there was a wheel that was the spinning wheel except with the spikes and the sparklers. It's like
going, this episode everyone got tied up.
And maybe?
I don't remember.
At some point Tommy was tied up.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They needed to keep Tommy out of the fight.
Yeah, because for whatever reason, like,
they
he leaves his
Tommy
shit in his fucking bag.
The stock footage called for it.
Called for it.
That.
Yeah, like, yeah, because I remember he was fighting the putties, and it was like, of course, he leaves his communicator and his morpher in his bag. So, like, from what I remember.
It's hilarious, because, like, he's fighting off the putties, and then for some reason he's retarded, and the putties, like, pull him into, like, half of the bridge. And they start tying him up, and then he's all like, oh, why did I leave my communicator in the bag?
You're tired, Dad.
Like, it's because what
like,
you always do
stupid.
With your communicator.
This is what I remember.
It's
Maybe
a watch.
I looked away.
You wear it on your fucking wrist.
But I thought he was like, oh, man, five putties. And he saw his bag, like, on that bridge, and I thought he dived for it and, like, missed and landed on the floor, and then they tied him up. And then they're like, that's what I thought happened.
And the best part, though, is that there's, like, 1 minute he's there, and he's like, there's, like, five or six putties. So then they tie him up, and then, like, they all just leave, and it's, like, two left. Like, it's
like,
wait.
Man, you got this. We're going to go on break. We're going on a tea break. We're from Japan.
And so, like, they're fighting Goldar and Scorpina, and are like, oh, fuck, this is hard.
This is hard, Dad.
That's what she said.
Thank you. And so Tommy, like, apparently these ropes, like, are shit. And he just grinds them against the tree, and then they start breaking. He's like, oh, smirk. And he's like, oh, clay brains, I'm sick. And the player's like,
clay brains?
And
he breaks the ropes and
kills the putties. And so he takes his bag, and he finally gets his community. He's like, hey, sup, Zordon. He's like, God, you're such a fuck.
And he still just talks into it and then drops it back in the bag. You learned nothing?
Like, they need your help. He's like, okay, stock footage calls for me now. So he's like, din, 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 the Dragonzord's like, and then the wheel's
like
there.
Joker?
And the Megazord's, Megazord's trying to kill the wheel, and it totally fails hard. And so they're like, okay, let's form the Ultra Zord. So they call in Tit Anus. And they combine making the Mega Dragonzord and jump into Tidanus. And they're like, oh, fire! And they just fire massive lasers at the wheel, and the wheel explodes. Which confuses me in the first place, because apparently this was Kimberly's grandma's whatever's wheel.
Like, blow it up!
And they're just like, blow it up! And it explodes. And they're like, okay, we saved the day face. First of all, what the hell was this wheel going to do?
Go round and round.
Round
and round.
Everywhere.
And it's like, man, that just wasn't that hard at all.
That's what she said.
Shit, sorry.
Yep. But then the wheel reappears in its, like, rightful place because that's what happened.
Yeah,
because
it was like, ba-ding! And it was all fine and smiley face. Yeah.
So that was that episode. I don't really know what the fuck was going on there.
I don't know either. I, like, watched half of it, and then I'm like, oh, look, White Collar's on an hour later. Shit, I haven't watched this yet. Had to watch the last 10 minutes. I didn't remember what was going on.
Peace, love, and woe, I can summarize very quickly.
Peace, love, and ho.
Basically, there's a dance. Billy's all like, oh, I don't like women. And we're like, we know. And so he leaves, and then he bumps into Ho Number One, whose name is Marge, but I will keep calling her Ho Number One because Marge is a stupid name.
It is.
And she's all like, Billy talk. And Billy's all like, Billy talk. And they're like, oh, hearts. And so they start chit-chatting over in the corner. And
chit-chatting?
Leave me alone. And then everyone's all spying on him. And then they're like, oh, Billy, come here. And he's like, oh, pardon me. And he walks over there like, what? It was an emergency. You pointed at the communicator. He's like, no, just ask her out, dude. And they're like, that was your emergency? And he's like, yeah.
Yeah, boy. It's an emergency. I forgot my styling moves.
And so I was like, oh, well, okay. And then Ho Number One stands up, and she's all like, I have to go, but you want to go to the dance? And Billy's like, oh, Billy talk. And so they're on a date.
She had to go. She meant it. She has a spastic colon.
And Billy's like, I think before the dance, we should get to know each other better, so meet me at the park at 4 on the dot or something. I don't know, some stupid Billy talk. And she's like, oh, affirmative. And I'm like, god damn. So Q2 such and such time at such and such location, and she's all like, oh, where the fuck's Billy? And Ho Number One's like turning around, and then there's Madame Woe, and she's all like, yeah, I'm gonna fuck you up. And so she like kidnaps her and sends her into some mind dimension or something, but her necklace conveniently falls off, and so Billy gets her with some flowers that he
stole.
What?
From whatever. There was a joke there, but no one got it. And
I didn't get it. For you real.
You stole it from the someone's flowers or something. I don't know. Let me finish.
Okay.
And so she's all like, no, we're at Billy now. She's kidnapped already. And Billy's all like, what happened? Oh, it's Ho Number One's necklace. Billy talk, Billy talk, Billy talk. And then all of a sudden he turns around and there's 5 putties. And he's like, oh, and he starts backing up. But then there's a river there. And so he turns around, he's like, oh, fuck, it's a river. Ah, putties, help. And he's in the communicator. He's like, guys, help. And the communicator doesn't beep. It just kind of like Billy's voice just comes out of it.
That's a security issue.
And then he's all like, Jason's all like, oh, fuck, my hair's not moving.
And also he's thinking, god damn it, Billy's just like Slippy. I have to constantly be saving him.
Kind of was like, I could use your help, guys, because I can't fight putties.
He was like, Jason, I'm surrounded by putties. There's 5 of them. God damn it, we established
so
you guys
they,
can't count.
Like, don't teleport, but they get there like instantaneously. Billy is still backed up in the, almost about to fall into the river. And they're like, huh, and then they beat up the putties, and Billy's all like, hey, thank you guys for being so quick. And so, yep. I don't know, shit happens, and they find out that she's in a dimension, and they go rescue Ho Number One by going into the dimension. And they're like, oh, we need to reunite our power coins, and then one person can escape this dimension, because that makes fucking sense.
That was the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
So they combine their power coins, and then Billy gets out because stock footage called for it. Damn it!
You can't say called for it in stock footage.
Called for it. And I didn't know why I am, Antoine. Shut up. And you are so dumb. So they're free, and Billy's free, and then he's all like, I'm Billy. I'm super awesome. Stab, stab. And then he, like, takes a jewel. Fuck. Jewel.
He takes his jewel out.
This is why I don't do the summaries all the time. Takes a jewel out of her head and crushes it like a man. But he's
best
Billy,
I am a man
so
crush.
Not a man at all. And she's like, ah, my jewel! And then everyone escapes, and then Ho Number One's free, and he's all like, oh, I don't recognize your voice at all. And then Billy's like, Billy talk. And so she gets destroyed. There's no Megazord fight because stock footage called for it. Ha.
Is there a Ho Number Two?
No. There will be eventually, probably. Just not in this episode. And oh, okay. So they're at the dance, and Billy and Hoe Number One just talk the entire time. When Zach's all like, oh, look at me, I dance. And I don't know, something happens then. There's cake, and Bulk has to pay for a cake, and socks, and Smelly, and Ernie falls into the second cake. And then he just gets up, and he's all fine, and he takes Bulk's money. So Ernie's kind of like Bandai. And it's like, oh, it's dancing time. So he goes on the dance floor, and he hops around, his fat's going everywhere. It's kind of disgusting. I don't want to see it. But thankfully, the episode ends, and...
Oh, Ernie danced for quite a while.
Yeah. Yep.
I was really scared.
But just remember, guys.
Hoe is spelled with a W.
Yep.
Yep. But Hoe is spelled with an H.
Yep. So that was a fun couple episodes. So I think Computer would like to give his take on the Rangers. So let's see.
Billy is okay. He can handle one putty. Even I can take on five at one time and not get wounded like these crackheads. I mean, it's like, damn. Plus, Billy needs to remember brothers before hoes.
Brothers?
Kimberly is so dumb. She is really dumb. Zach's dancing gets him no action. At least Tommy didn't have any magical clothes in this episode. Jason's hair didn't move even 1 millimeter. It must be made of industrial strength cardboard.
Yeah. Is there anything that you did like about these shows, Computer?
I love that Bulk and Skull. They are the best part of the show. Them and Ernie's badass.
So is there anything you'd like to say about the remastered MMPR just in general, or I think he does, though.
Remastered MMPR makes me want to have my processor removed and pissed on by a bunch of AIDS-ridden monkeys and then stuck back in so that I can have a horrible, painful existence.
Damn.
That was cheerful.
It was. That was...
I'm uplifted. I'm ready.
Basically, I agree.
Yeah, Computer. I concur.
This was... Okay. This show... I understand this is a show. This was our gateway to Toku. This is a show that we love for getting us into everything that we love now. But oh my god, it's so bad.
It sucks. It sucks. That's all I have to say. I hate this show right now. Season 1. I can't say anything for season 2 because I haven't rewatched them all. I hate season 1. It's official. I hate it. After I saw Billy be featured in that episode, I hate it.
Okay, season 1. In generations doses, it was fine. You saw, like, Day of the Dumpster and, like, Green with Evil and, like, Return of an Old Friend and, like, some other episodes that weren't shit. And that was fine, but all his filler bullcrap was just, I don't know, it's supposed to be character progression episodes, and it doesn't progress character because there isn't any.
The only plot is Jason's hair never moves. That is the secret plot of MMPR.
And it does suck.
Just like Wheelchair's girlfriend.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
So that's all I have really to say on the matter is that it sucked.
Yep.
Here's the thing that sucked most for me was Billy with the putties again. Like, really? I mean, the one putty, whatever, it was a joke for a while. But no, he's being serious now. The 5 putties came up on him. Jason! Like, really? And then the best part for the episode for me was when the putty kicked him and he fell into the rock. And he was like, and I was like, yes, get him. Like, I declare Billy the worst ranger ever. He's the most underqualified ranger I've ever seen. I think I said this last week. Like, Billy, like, freaks out when there's putties. At least Justin went after the freaking Stegosaurus goop ball like, thing. This is ridiculous. Like, he's the most underqualified person ever. It really is. Like, it's so... I mean, when you watch the footage, I mean, I understand the footage obviously isn't them. But, I mean, they had to make it somewhat believable. I mean, at least the other four show that they can fight, so it's more believable that when they morph, they can fight. But how all of a sudden is Billy all of a sudden like a lance-wielding badass to like being scared of Putty? He's like,
it's because Dan could fight. Dan was amazing, and then like Billy was like, I'm a little coward.
And I know that. I'm saying like I don't understand like, why they didn't notice that, how that's unbelievable, ridiculous.
The same way they didn't notice Tommy's hat appearing and disappearing at will.
Yeah, that's because they had a bunch of drunk monkeys in the editing department. That's all they could afford.
Acting.
But I mean, I actually literally got mad. I was talking to the Shukuin Shinobi at the time. He left. He came back and heard me saying, "I hate you, Billy." I got mad. Like he's the most underqualified. He is just.
You were talking to Shuki.
Yeah, but I just hate it. Like I have to say that. Of all the seasons, the main three I can think of go around the most, or Toted is the worst, or the season who should not be named, Lightspeed, and Wild Force. And I have to say, I honestly think MMPR season one is the worst season. Because at least those seasons had a story.
Agreed.
And they had... Agreed. Yeah, like, yep. This is the worst season, like, honestly. Oh, I hate
honestly.
It.
Honestly.
Like, I have this little MMPR display, and I don't want to look at it. Like, I feel like they're too close to the figure arts. Like, the figure arts... Oh. I'm just mad now.
You are so dumb.
For real.
Okay, so that's about it for the MMPRs. And that's about it for this episode. So, final thingies?
Well, final thing is, computer has, you know, something he wants to say before we leave.
Peace out, bitches. And don't forget, ladies, if you're looking for a good time, I've got a nice big hard ride here for ya. I know how to do it all night.
So.
We got your t-shirt!
And then it ends.
Yep.
So, before we call it quits for now, because it's late and I'm fucking tired, but the people that have donated, yeah, we're still getting back to you.
We're still working on this one. It is a challenge for us. No, I'm sorry, God. I need to sigh.
Nudge.
Yep.
Me?
No, I'm telling the computer to talk.
What? Wait, I wasn't listening.
Challenge.
What did you say? Oh.
We're working on this one. It's a challenge for us.
Thank you.
See, yeah. The thing is that the gifts that we have for you, we're not going to have till the end of the month, potentially the beginning of next month, depending on how shipping goes. So, yeah. So, what computer said.
But there are gifts, and if we work it right, you will get a choice, particularly because I don't want to send you something that you have already. For real. But there are gifts. We are working on the reward system concretely, but it is coming along. It is pretty close to being done. We will have the gifts at the end of the month, beginning of next month. We will get back to you. We do love you, and we still need donations, so keep it up. You guys rock. Heart, face, or something. I don't know.